Percy Jackson's summer begins with recurring nightmares about his friend Grover in danger. These aren't ordinary dreams, they're demigod visions warning of real peril. On his last day of seventh grade, a miracle for a kid who usually gets expelled, Percy learns that Cap Half-Blood, his summer sanctuary for demigods like himself, faces mysterious problems. Before he can learn more, disaster strikes during a dodgeball game when his classmates transform into 8-foot Lystragonian cannibals hurling explosive bronze balls. In the chaos, Percy's only school friend Tyson reveals surprising strength and immunity to fire. Then Annabeth Chase, Percy's friend from camp, appears from nowhere to help them escape. As they flee in the Gray Sisters' taxi, driven by three bickering blind women sharing a single eye, Percy discovers something terrible has happened at Camp Half-Blood. Arriving at camp, they find the unthinkable. The magical boundary protecting the demigods has weakened, allowing monsters to attack. The cause? Thalia's pine tree, which creates the protective barrier, has been poisoned. Even worse, Chiron has been fired and replaced by Tantalus, a cruel spirit from the Fields of Punishment who shows particular animosity toward Percy. When Percy proposes a quest to find the golden fleece that could heal the tree, Tantalus assigns Percy's rival Clarisse instead. That night, the god Hermes appears on the beach, offering magical gifts to help Percy undertake the quest regardless of permission, because he hopes Percy might save not just Grover, but also Luke, Hermes' traitorous son who has aligned himself with the Titan Lord Kronos. With Annabeth and Tyson joining his quest, Percy prays to Poseidon, who sends Hippocampi to transport them to the Princess Andromeda cruise ship. The luxury liner feels wrong. Zombie-like passengers wander while monsters roam freely on deck. Hidden aboard, they discover Luke recruiting for Kronos. A golden sarcophagus emanates cold, housing the reforming Titan Lord. When confronted about poisoning Thalia's tree, Luke erupts in anger, revealing his deep resentment toward his father Hermes and all Olympians. Luke explains they're gradually reforming Kronos with each new recruit. When Percy and his friends refuse to join, Luke orders his minions to feed them to a monster. They fight their way to a lifeboat and escape under fire. In Florida, they battle a 7-headed hydra wearing monster donut bibs. Just as they're about to be overwhelmed, Clarisse appears aboard the CSS Birmingham, a Civil War ironclad crewed by Confederate zombie soldiers reluctantly rescuing them. Clarissa's stubbornness nearly proves fatal when she sails into Charybdis, a massive whirlpool with teeth, rather than past Scylla. When the ship's engines fail, fire-immune Tyson volunteers for the boiler room, but the ship explodes, seemingly killing him. Percy awakens in a rowboat with Annabeth, grieving Tyson. As they navigate the Sea of Monsters, Annabeth reveals the prophecy. A half-blood child of the Big Three will determine Olympus's fate upon turning 16, explaining why Percy could be dangerous. At Cece's spa, the beautiful proprietress, actually Circe the sorceress, transforms Percy into a guinea pig. When Circe tries recruiting Annabeth, she uses Hermes's multivitamins to become immune and frees all guinea pigs, including Blackbeard's pirate crew. They escape on Blackbeard's ship, which Percy controls mentally. Annabeth asks Percy to tie her to the mast to hear the siren's song, but breaks free. Percy saves her, discovering the sirens showed her a vision of her reunited parents and Manhattan rebuilt to her architectural designs. On Polyphemus's island, they discover the Cyclops holding Grover and Clarisse captive. Grover has delayed his fate by pretending to weave a wedding train, similar to Penelope in the Odyssey. When his ruse fails, Polyphemus traps both prisoners behind a massive boulder. Unable to defeat the Cyclops through strength, Annabeth devises a plan. Percy clings to a sheep's belly to enter the cave, mimicking Odysseus's strategy, while Annabeth distracts Polyphemus by calling herself Nobody, another reference to the original myth. Though they free the prisoners, Polyphemus captures and injures Annabeth. Despite wounding the monster, they're forced to retreat. Just as hope fades, Tyson appears, rescued by Rainbow the Hippocampus, and strikes Polyphemus down with a rock. They heal Annabeth with the Golden Fleece and escape while Tyson distracts the sheep. In Miami, our heroes discover 10 days have passed. Thalia's tree is nearly dead. Recalling the prophecy, "Fail without friends, to fly home alone," Percy sends Clarissa ahead with the fleece while they seek another route back. Luke captures Percy, Annabeth, Grover, and Tyson. When he demands the fleece, Percy reveals Clarissa has it. Through a rainbow-creating fountain, Percy tricks Luke into confessing he poisoned Thalia's tree with elder python venom, a confession the entire camp witnesses through an iris message, clearing Chiron's name. Enraged, Luke attacks Percy. Though outmatched by Luke's longer sword and shield, Percy fights using pool water but suffers a severe thigh wound. As Luke orders their execution, the party ponies, wild centaurs armed with paintball guns and boxing glove arrows, burst onto the deck. Chiron arrives with them, rescuing the group and galloping at supernatural speed to their camp outside Miami. When Clarissa drapes the Golden Fleece over Thalia's pine, the effect is immediate. Moonlight brightens, a cool breeze sweeps through, and the needles turn green. The camp's magical borders restore, making Clarissa a hero. Camp life normalizes as Chiron reinstates chariot races. Percy teams with Annabeth while Tyson serves as their pit crew. Hermes visits Percy, explaining how gods must interact indirectly with their children. Percy realizes he's been craving his father's recognition. Poseidon sends only a brief note, "Brace yourself." Tyson gives Percy a wristwatch that transforms into a shield. During the race, they lead until the Apollo team damages their wheel, yet they win through teamwork, with Percy proudly acknowledging Tyson as his brother. That night, Percy dreams of Kronos taunting him before Grover wakes him. At Half-Blood Hill, they find a punk goth girl unconscious beneath the fleece. Chiron explains the fleece did its work too well. When she awakens, her electric blue eyes meet Percy's. She introduces herself. "I am Thalia, daughter of Zeus, someone destined to be either Percy's greatest ally or enemy." The Sea of Monsters explores the true meaning of family through Percy's journey from embarrassment to embracing Tyson as his brother. Tyson challenges Cyclope's stereotypes through his loyalty and emotional depth, confessing that he prayed to Poseidon for a friend and sees Percy as his biggest blessing. Annabeth's character develops as she moves past childhood trauma to recognize Tyson as an individual, culminating in a meaningful apology. By the story's end, Percy embraces a broader definition of family that includes his half-brother, friends, and the Camp Half-Blood community. The novel presents a vision of kinship based on loyalty and love rather than blood, delivering a powerful message about creating family wherever you find it. It suggests heroes are defined not by perfect foresight, but by their responses to challenges, inviting readers to consider how their own acts of kindness might reshape lives.